What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We're going to start this segment off the right way with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We're going to talk punters. Yes, that's where we're going here. We got some competition for the punter, starting punter spot for the Broncos. Now they're bringing back an old Broncos punter. Zach, tell us about that.
Yeah, Riley Dixon is back.
Wow.
Brady, the return of Riley.
Let's go.
Broncos seventh round pick in 2016. The Broncos traded him when they signed Marquette King. What an experiment that was. And really, Riley Dixon's probably been one of the best Broncos punters that they've had in the past decade. So what you get with Riley is an experienced veteran who is going to be consistent. And that's something that the Broncos have just lacked in all of special teams, and specifically punting, for many years. So I expect that, yes, there is a competition because the Broncos are bringing Corliss Waitman back as a exclusive rights free agent. But I think this is all but said and done. I think Riley Dixon's going to be the punter week one.
There we go. Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider here. I'm glad we got that one. We got the punter discussion out of the way here. The thing that's on my mind with this team, two things, Zach, and I haven't talked to you as much about Jarrett Stidham as I wanted to, but that and the wide receiver situation for the Broncos. So let's talk about Jarrett for a second. What went into that move? What was it that they liked so much about Stidham to say, hey, we're done with Brett Rypien. Okay, this is going to be our backup. Because that's a name that's just kind of interesting enough to go, maybe if Russ really drops off quickly in the first four games or so, then that's your guy. So that's an interesting name for this team.
It's a very interesting name, Brady. Especially, they pay him a decent amount.
Yeah.
A guy with two career NFL starts. They gave $5 million a year with that first year fully guaranteed. It's a significant move. And the Broncos, and what makes this really interesting is they're not going for necessarily the best backup, where if they need someone to step in and come in for two games, well, you can count on him. Like I just said, he's had two career starts. You can't really trust, and you don't really know what you're getting with Jarrett Stidham in terms of on the field. But what the Broncos were sold on and what Sean Payton loved was the potential and upside. Jarrett Stidham has a very lively arm. He can throw the ball really far, really hard. He's accurate. And this is a guy when in his first start last year, he put up over 360 yards when he was with the Raiders against the 49ers defense. So he did have three touchdowns that game, but two interceptions as well. But there is talent and potential there. And this is a move where I think it's for the future, Brady. If Russell Wilson isn't that guy, they wanted to take a flyer on Jarrett Stidham. Could he be the starting quarterback of the Broncos moving forward? And to me, it's a little bit of a head-scratching move because with the other moves the Broncos made, it seems like they're going more all-in on this season than a lot of fans believe. But then if you need a quarterback to step in for two or three games if Russell Wilson gets hurt, Jarrett Stidham's more of a wild card than let's say, the other backups that were out there, the Teddy Bridgewater, Baker Mayfield of the world.
Yeah, and that's why it's so interesting, this move here, because if they're going all in, you're right. I mean, I thought maybe I think we talked about it last week, they'd make one big move on the offensive line that would be a five-year contract or something like that, but then maybe just kind of chip away at some of their needs. But they went big with like three or four positions, and then the quarterback situation is certainly an interesting one. We already know the leash for Russell Wilson is pretty short at this stage, but does a move like that signify, dude, you got a couple of games here, and if you come out and look anything like you did in that really bad stretch last year, then you're done.
Yeah, without a doubt, if Russ looks like what he did last year for probably about a month stretch, I think that's how long Russ's leash is. Maybe a little longer if he sprinkles a couple of good games within that period. But if he goes four straight weeks with really bad performances, then yeah, Sean Payton. Because remember, Russell Wilson is not Sean Payton's guy. But Sean Payton took this job not because of Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson was already here with that contract. So Jarrett Stidham is Sean Payton's quarterback. He was the one that brought him in. And Brady, what you can't ignore, I already talked about the money which Jared Stidham, but also that was the second move the Broncos made in free agency. Typically backups and guys that are being signed for $5 million don't happen until 3 or 4 days into free agency. No, this was within an hour of free agency started. Sean Payton wanted to go get Jared Stidham and make sure that they didn't miss out on him. They signed him before they even signed Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah, and you shared that article from Peter King, which I thought, at least just the quote and some of the stuff in there, is really interesting. That, again, Stidham's like looking at the Raiders situation like, they're going to probably bring in a veteran. They're going to maybe draft somebody. I'm going to go to Denver, where I feel like I have a realistic shot to play quarterback here. So he looked at the Broncos and thought, man, there's a team that is kind of wishy-washy right now with their quarterback. So he looked at that and said, where's one of my better chances to actually get some playing time? And he thought it was Denver. So that's obviously a bad sign for Russ.
Yeah, it was very telling, Brady. And especially when you read the way Peter wrote that, wouldn't be surprised if his source was Sean Payton himself.
Wow.
or someone very close to Sean Payton and knows exactly what Sean Payton wants, just because of the way Peter worded that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not good news for Russell Wilson and talking about the leash that he's going to have. And who would have thought a year ago, right after the Broncos traded for Russell Wilson, that you would have said the Raiders lost Derek Carr, they brought in Jimmy Garoppolo, and that Jared Stidham believed he had a better chance of playing and becoming the starter behind Russell Wilson than he did behind Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that just shows you how far Russ has fallen in this past year.
Yeah, man. I mean, so tangled webs all over the place around this quarterback situation. And we'll see how it plays out. Again, the pressure is on Russell Wilson because right now it looks like you have a pretty good offensive line on paper. I think you like your running back situation. You'll like it even more when Javonte Williams is back. Defensively, I think you're still pretty good with that situation. But let's talk about the wide receiver situation, Zach. It appears that Tim Patrick maybe is the only real guy that's kind of, at least, I don't want to say safe, but kind of in their good graces right now, because everybody under the sun on this wide receiving core, it sounds like the Broncos have at least listened to inquiries from other teams.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, KJ Hamler have all been mentioned in trade reports, rumors from the Broncos. And then on top of that, Brady, not only the rumors swirling around those three guys, but then on top of it, the Broncos talked to Alan Lazard and were really close to getting a deal done with him, but they still had these other guys on the roster, so they couldn't push that deal over the edge. They talked with Adam Thielen before he decided to go to the Panthers. This story is not going away, and I know Mike Kliss put out a report about a week ago saying that a source that he talked to believes the Broncos aren't going to trade one of these guys. That's different than saying the Broncos have completely taken trade talks off the table with any of these guys. But what is clear is it does seem like the Broncos aren't just going to give one of these guys away. Also, the Cowboys were interested in trading for Jerry Jeudy, but they didn't want to give up the first-round pick. So the Broncos are willing to shop these guys, but they're not going to give them away. But, Brady, I still expect by the start of the season that one of those three we talked about is no longer on the team, because remember, the Broncos don't have to trade them now. Things could die down the next month, but then pick right back up during the draft and right before the draft, and that's when we could see a move made.
It sure feels like that, Zach. I mean, as much as we're hearing every single day as far as rumors and reports, and the interesting thing is, especially with a guy like Jerry Jeudy, and I guess you could say Courtland Sutton, who had the, not really a cryptic tweet a week or two ago about where he wants to be somewhere, where he feels valued or whatever that is. My question, Zach, is how do you go back from this? And I know this is part of the business, and a lot of players can deal with this and can handle it. Do we really think Jerry Jeudy's the kind of guy that hears that the Broncos are trying to get something else for him, and then he can just come right back and it's all good and everything's fine? It's not like he's a bad guy, but we've certainly seen some drama with this guy via Twitter and such.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from and what you're saying. And it's very fascinating that now Twitter can actually be a tool where we can gauge things that are happening like that. And Jerry Jeudy is one who has talked out on Twitter when things haven't gone his way. He spoke about it after the Chiefs game a couple of years ago when he said he got conditioning in because he wasn't throwing the ball much and the Broncos lost a close game. So he's voiced his frustrations on Twitter in the past. What's impressive is he hasn't done it this time around. And maybe that, you know, maybe something comes out and it changes that. But Jerry seems to have matured or understood the power of Twitter in taking to it. So he hasn't said anything yet. But like you said, Cortland Sutton has taken to Twitter. And I think that the Broncos trying to ease the tension a little bit, and potentially that's one of the things that Mike Kliss's tweet was trying to do, was kind of just help the way that things were going with those guys and try to just bring them back and not make them feel like they were just going to be shipped out for nothing. But even then, I still think that that the Broncos are going to make a move. And look, Cortland Sutton said he feels underappreciated, or he wants to be somewhere where he's appreciated and valued. I would say for the contract he has, he's very appreciated and valued for the performance that he's had.
Yeah, I would agree. Cortland Sutton, I thought for a tiny stretch, was maybe going to be an elite type wide receiver, but it just hasn't worked out. Injuries, what have you, drops, all of that. And that's something I'm sure Sean Payton's looking at. And again, Zach, looking at wide receivers that can make blocking a big part of their game, sure seems like Tim Patrick's that kind of guy, at least before he got hurt, that was the guy we saw. So you got to think, man, Sean Payton's wanting those blue-collar type wide receivers, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Alan Lazard, not only a good pass catcher, but Alan Lazard, a big physical guy that not only is a good blocker, but appears to really enjoy blocking. And that's a guy that the Broncos were really close to signing to bring in. And you have to imagine that if they got Alan Lazard, one of these receivers would not be on the team anymore. And you have to imagine Alan Lazard is more of a comp to Cortland Sutton than he is to Jerry Jeudy. So it does show you that both of those guys are up for potentially being traded. And Brady, it's my understanding that a big reason that the Alan Lazard deal didn't get over the hump is because they still had Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy on the roster. And if they would have signed Alan Lazard, then they would have had to just give one of those guys away. It would have been very obvious to the rest of the league that, okay, the Broncos aren't going to be able to demand a first-round pick for Jerry Jeudy, or if they were moving on from Cortland Sutton instead, they're not going to be able to get that second or third-round pick that they want. We know that they're going to have to sell low, and the Broncos don't want to do that with one of these receivers.
Zach Stevens joining us. He's from DNVR Broncos, talking all things, of course, Broncos with us here. Last one, and then we got to do rapid fire today, Zach. We haven't done it in a while, and I think you're ready. You've been warming up, I know. Draymond Jones, though, was on a radio show in Seattle, and some people are talking about it. I guess to me, I was like, yeah, it could have been worse. I mean, he said, hey, football didn't feel like the number one priority. Well, I think we all kind of felt like maybe football was kind of pushed to the side with everything going on last season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not the biggest surprise. And I agree, Brady. I thought it could have been a lot worse. Because
right.
Draymond Jones, and this is a good thing about Draymond Jones, is he is brutally honest. And I thought the comments could have been a lot worse. But, Brady, we've all seen the tweets that he's liked in the past, especially since the season ended. And they haven't been kind to the Broncos. They haven't been kind to Russell Wilson specifically. What you hope is that Draymond Jones was referring to Nathaniel Hackett and the coaching staff, because they're no longer here and Sean Payton's coming in and taking over and changing that. What would be a concern, and more of the way that I read it, is that those comments were about the leadership of the team with the players, specifically Russell Wilson. We know that Russ had so much off-the-field stuff surrounding him that just clouded football on a week-to-week, month-to-month, day-to-day basis. And the players heard and noticed that. And clearly Draymond Jones is one to open up about that. We've also heard some players defend Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, a number of players on the team defend him. But you hope that those comments were more about Hackett, because he's no longer here, than Russ, because the Broncos are tied to him for a long time with a lot of money.
Zach, all right, let's do it, man. It's time to put you through rapid fire. You survive this unlike anyone else. Here we go.
Rapid fire.
All right, Zach, I got a question for you here. When it comes to all these decisions that are being made, free agency and all that, give me the percentage that George Payton as far as decision making, and he's the one making all these happen. What percentage, what role percentage does he play in all this? Give me a percentage.
Oh, 20%.
20%.
He's helping Sean Payton come up with a list of the best offensive linemen and the best talent out there. But clearly, Sean Payton, I think, is putting together the plan and really executing it to how he wants.
Will Russell Wilson be the starting quarterback by the time the season ends? Not because of injury to Jared Stidham or anything. Will Russell Wilson re-earn his starting quarterback title and all that?
Boy, yes, but not confident in it. At the end of the season, I do think Russ is going to be the starting quarterback for this entire season. I think the big question is he starting in 2024?
Who will be traded? Who's more likely to be traded as the wide receiver position? Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, or KJ Hamler? Who's going to remain a Bronco somewhat long-term?
Jerry Jeudy is going to remain a Bronco more long-term than the other guys, and Courtland Sutton, I think, will be traded. Just the way that everything's going, and you look at the receivers the Broncos are going after, I think it's going to be Courtland Sutton, because I think it's going to be too difficult to get a first-round pick back for Jerry Jeudy, and so the Broncos will settle for a third, fourth-round pick for Courtland.
I'd take a third or fourth. I would, considering the draft situation. Zach, my man, always appreciate the work you do, everything. You survived another rapid-fire test as well, and we knew you would, so great job by you.
Man, that was a tough one, Ray. The toughest of yet.
We'll come up with more. All right, my man. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Let's take a short break here, and we'll wrap up the first hour. We got the lunch rush coming up to start the noon hour. More on the Denver Nuggets. Brian Howell's going to join us. All the CU women's team, the CU Buffs, did last night was stun Duke to advance to the Sweet 16. So we'll talk about that in the second hour as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.